Time for another roundtable edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. Always an honor to have U.S. Senator Mike Rounds, hence the name Roundtable, as our guest on the HBR. Now, Senator, you've been a busy man. Just saw some breaking news that you have reintroduced a bill to keep foreigners from buying up our good U.S. farmland. How goes that battle?
We're moving in the right direction. It's bipartisan in nature. It's called the PASS Act, and it stands for Promoting Agriculture Safeguards and Security. And I've got a Catherine Cortez Masto, a Democrat out of Nevada, who's agreed to be my co-chair with me on it. We've also got some good news because Senator Thune, who's the leader in the Senate, John Hoeven from North Dakota, Cynthia Lummis from Wyoming, are also endorsing this legislation, and they are co-signing on it with us. The idea behind it, this is basically coming from grassroots organizations that say we've had too many opportunities where folks with ill intent have tried to buy up farmland in and around some of our national security areas. And what this legislation does, it restricts China, Russia, North Korea and Iran and individuals associated with those countries from actually acquiring businesses or farmland close to these areas, such as an Air Force base, an Army base, and so forth.
Senator, it seems to be a feeling in ranch and feedlot country right now that MCOOL, or mandatory country of origin labeling, has its best chance of implementation ever. Are you feeling that vibe?
I'm absolutely feeling that way. Mandatory country of origin labeling is something that we lost because the World Trade Organization basically said we were in violation of our trade agreements with Canada and Mexico. Canada and Mexico said that they felt that we had to negotiate that. So we put together legislation. Senator Thune is actually the lead on this particular one, and we're looking for more supporters on it. The idea behind it is to be able to identify for the American consumer where their beef comes from. And what this would do is it would make it mandatory that the trade reps negotiate with Canada and Mexico within the next 12 months, a trade deal that allows us to have mandatory country of origin labeling. I don't think our Canadian friends would mind that one bit. That helps them too. They got good reputations north of the border.
Right.
But it would make sure that some of the other countries that are having their beef come in and American consumers don't know about it. I think the American producer does a great job. They produce the best beef in the world, and they'd love to be able to advertise it just exactly that way.
Well spoken, sir. Now, you come from the ranching state of South Dakota. What's your feelings on the beef checkoff?
When you talk to different folks, some folks say, you know what, the idea behind this is really important because we've got to be able to advertise it, market it, you know, and tell the consumer just how good our beef is. But then on the other hand, I've got some folks that have come in and said, you know, but I want more checks and balances in this. I want more of a say in what it's being done with it. And it's designed to where that's supposed to be happening. It's supposed to be able to, at the grassroots level, be able to challenge and to ask for audits to be able to make sure that the money's being spent where it's at. So I don't want to lose the checkoff, but I most certainly want to make sure that there's appropriate oversight on it that keeps the confidence of the guys who are paying that checkoff every time they go to market their livestock.
U.S. Senator Mike Rounds, always a pleasure. Keep up the good work, sir.
Thanks, and I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.